This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Now, at some point flipping through your TV offerings, you've likely come across Community Access Television. It's programming that often features local politicians, educators, or funkier fare that can range from interviews with clairvoyants to local bands of varying talent. But while locally produced Community Access TV doesn't offer much in the way of production values, it does shine as a beacon of free speech and public service, broadcasting things like local government and public forums and school board meetings. But now, funding for this kind of programming is threatened. The Federal Communications Commission has proposed a new rule that would cut funding to community access TV stations. And public access stations around the country, including in Vermont, say they might cease to exist without it. Joining me now to discuss this is Kevin Christopher, Executive Director of Lake Champlain Access Television and President of Vermont Access Network. That's a statewide professional organization for Vermont's cable access stations. Kevin, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So this is all a bit complex, but as it stands now, and correct me if I'm wrong, big cable companies like Comcast that people are familiar with in Vermont, they're required to contribute resources and services to public access TV stations for free in exchange for access to customers in certain geographic areas. But now the FCC is proposing a new rule that would put an end to these what they call in-kind services. Do we know why they're proposing this new rule?
Well, yeah, there are a couple of things going on. From the FCC's perspective, they're proposing the new rule because they say it creates an unfair disadvantage for incumbent cable operators and service providers. The new guys coming in offering over-the-top service don't have these same obligations. So we think that's their perspective. From a more cynical point of view, it's a further attempt on the part of the FCC, like net neutrality was, to deregulate the obligations of the cable operators and put money in shareholder pockets.
So this would benefit a big company like Comcast. How exactly?
Well, we cost them money. Access Television, there are 25 of us in Vermont and hundreds across the country. And we take up channel space, bandwidth. So there are a lot of expenses there that they could do away with, effectively and possibly eliminating our funding altogether.
What would happen then?
That's a great question. For the past few years, we've known that funding is going to go down. People are moving away from traditional cable television services, and that translates to lower revenues for us. That's something we can prepare for. This is pretty sudden, so we don't know. We're scrambling to organize our partners, our community partners, our legislators, and we're trying to figure out how we can get calls to action out there and what comes next.
And briefly, Kevin, give us an idea of what would happen in a worst-case scenario if you didn't have the money to produce these public access programs. What are the kind of things, you know, I made a little bit light of some of the funnier things you might see on cable on access, but what are some of the essential public services that could go away?
Well, I think the big picture, the most important for us, is this free forum where folks can come in, share their ideas, share their viewpoints. It's unfettered. It's mostly uncensored. And that exists certainly in our pocket with our phones and our devices and YouTube and all that. But going along with that, at your access center is a staff that can help you facilitate that in hopefully a more professional and a more aesthetically pleasing way. In addition to that kind of service, we're the ones out there covering the select board meetings, the city council meetings, school boards. We're doing gavel to gavel unedited coverage of that. I think that's probably our most appreciated and viewed programming, and a last link like that to local government. And that would certainly go away very quickly because it's expensive to produce and takes a lot of time and resources.
Do you know of any proposed deadlines for when the FCC might rule on this?
We're looking mid to late next year for this really to potentially be devastating for us around Vermont and the country.
Kevin Christopher is Executive Director of Lake Champlain Access Television and President of Vermont Access Network. That's a statewide organization for Vermont's cable access stations. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.